8:32 on this Friday morning. Fantastic creatures are all through classical music. You find them everywhere. This famous music. Barcarolle from the Tales of Hoffmann actually began as a melody for the Rhine Maidens in an Offenbach version of the same tales that Wagner used for his operas. You know, the Rhine Maidens. They're basically mermaids. You find mermaids everywhere, too. Even in New York City. Especially this weekend. It's time for the Arts File, and here's Carrie Nolan.
It's an annual ritual, much like salmon coming home to spawn or horseshoe crabs emerging from the sea to lay their eggs. But this event has way more glitter. All along the Coney Island boardwalk this weekend, thousands of mermaids and mermen, as well as other fanciful denizens of the deep, will march on dry land in the 29th annual Mermaid Parade. But why? Why do they do this? Well, joining us now to shed some light is Brooklyn Borough historian Ron Schweiger. Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Carrie.
Ron, the Mermaid Parade got its start in 1983, and it's meant to pay homage to Coney Island's forgotten Mardi Gras, which lasted from about 1903 to 1954. What can you tell us about how this parade got its start?
Well, after Steeplechase Park closed after the 1964 season, that was the end of an era of Coney Island. Dreamland burned down in 1911, Luna Park burned down in 1944, and the last of the major amusement parks, Steeplechase, closed its doors after 1964. And Coney Island was in a downslide, a very serious downslide. And you had a lot of artists and entrepreneurs trying to do something to revive the glory of the past of Coney Island. And this started in the 1970s and 80s when artists started to accumulate in Coney Island. And a gentleman, Dick Ziggin, and a few others, started to revitalize Coney Island's character and characters by starting the Mermaid Parade, which started with a small audience. In fact, there were more people in the parade than watching initially.
It's a
spectacle, and it is worth seeing. It is absolutely spectacular.
What was Coney Island like during those early days of the Mermaid Parade?
Even the children are dressed up.
So Coney Island has the boardwalk changed since the parade first began?
Well, it's changed in the respect that there's less on the boardwalk now than there was back in the heyday, but things are starting to change back. More rides have come in, more amusement parks have come in. Luna Park opened last year with over 400,000 visitors its first year. And now this year we have the Scream Zone, which is done by the same Italian company, Zamperla. And you just don't go on the slingshot ride after a Nathan's hot dog.
Let's talk a little bit about the modern version. You say it's absolutely spectacular. What can I expect if I'm on the sidelines watching?
Well, you're going to see mermaids dressed in exotic costumes, and the mermaid and mermen and merchildren, but many of the mermaids are scantily dressed, or should say undressed, and in many instances are wearing pasties, and the police officers along the sideline, you know, keeping order, they have big smiles on their faces. I mean, it is an absolutely colorful, spectacular event with floats and buses with bands on them, multicolored cars, music. Bring the camera. Bring your camera. It is a wonderful family event, and it stretches along the boardwalk and Surf Avenue.
Are you going to be there, Ron?
Well, I was there a couple of years ago with my wife, and we just had smiles. I mean, it was just a wonderful thing to see Coney Island the way it's supposed to be, the way it really should be. The plans for high-rise hotels in the amusement area, it doesn't work for me. Hotels are fine, maybe across the street or west of the ballpark, but not in the amusement area. We want Coney Island to be the way it has been in the past, raunchy, family-oriented, and a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for being here, Ron.
You're very welcome.
Ron Schweiger is the Brooklyn Borough historian, and that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.